I don't want to increase your stress or anything. Travel's already stressful. Now you got the blizzards to figure out your routing and all of that. But this might be helpful if you climb on an airplane, which are known to be among the germiest things in the world. How to avoid getting off the plane and finding out a little while later that you're sick. It's great to have Mark Warner with us, infectious disease expert. And Mark, you're with ISSA, Leading Trade Association for the Cleaning Industry. Great to have you here.
I'm happy to be on, and with the fact that we've got one of the highest travel days in the last 10 years coming up this week, I guess it's really appropriate to have this conversation.
What's the dirtiest part of air travel? Is it the airplane itself, or part of the airplane, or the airport, or what?
Well, the fact that there's just such a high volume of people means that anything that would be a touch point, which is kind of obvious, whether it's handrails or whether it's doorknobs, things like that. But the things that people don't think about is that about 40% of the people traveling are potentially sick. And so if they're sneezing and coughing, they're hitting the tray table. I think the thing to worry about the most, Gary, is if you've ever been on a plane when somebody had a runny nose, you know, where are they stuffing the tissues? Well, they're stuffing them in the seat pocket.
Oh, please. Good Lord. So, what should we do? Get on a plane and wear a mask or what?
Well, I think the most important thing, we're blessed that our bodies have some ability to fight these things, but really it's a matter of keeping our hands as clean as possible, whether that's washing them or with hand sanitizer. And I always tell my kids, look, you've got tissues on hand and you've got hand sanitizer on hand. Yeah. Can put that hand sanitizer on the tissue and use that to wipe down surfaces, including your cell phone.
Oh, yeah. Good idea. So, I mean, I guess that's it. You know, like we get into this time of the year. I go into a supermarket, and they all have the little wipes, you know, available. I always wipe down the handle of the grocery cart. So basically, that's the way to go when you're getting on an airplane, right?
Yeah, that's definitely the way to go. The other thing to be cautious of, which is interesting when you think about it a little deeper, is they're often serving us drinks and they're serving us food on those tables. And we're sitting in a chair that's maybe dirtier than your bathroom. And when was the last time any of us decided we would eat a meal in our bathroom?
Well, I'd rather not say, but be that as it... No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Okay, you know what? That's it. Rosie and I have almost reached this point before. Now I think, Jim, are you with me? I'm never flying again. That's it. I'm all done. I'm walking or driving.
I need a hazmat suit. That's the first thing you need when you climb on board one of those silver tubes, because you're basically in a confined space with germs flying everywhere for an extended period of time.
You stop to think about it. It's amazing we don't get sick
goodness knows what sticks to you from that seat and that tray and all the other stuff, you know, the air valve above you and the light. I mean, jeez, they need to hand out surgical masks.
Mark, thanks so much for the tips. Have a great Thanksgiving. Good to have you with us. That's Mark Warner here on KFAB's Morning News.